Is it better to renounce it completely or to dovetail it in Krishna's service?
It is a general thing that it should be utilized in the service of Krishna and devotees. What is called karmatman, in a general way. But there are particular applications, as it is included in the process of Sharanagati surrender. So, the general question, whatever quality we have got, we shall utilize it in the service of Krishna. Service of Krishna. But the particular instructions also there. In particular cases, keeping connection with Saranagati Anukulasya Sankalpa Pratikulya Visarjanam. Whatever is favorable, we shall accept, and whatever is unfavorable, we shall reject. So, it will come under these two principles of decision, and we have to adjust. Suppose one has got a tendency of stealing things. That a stealing capacity may be utilized in the service of Krishna. Steal property for the service of the devotee and for the deity. But sometimes it is necessary that we should try to avoid the stealing mentality. This Ranganath temple under Ramanuja section in the south, there are some dacoits. When one alwar, that is the Parshada Bhakta, eternal devotee, came, wanted to glorify the temple of Ranganatham by having some construction, some boundary walls, etc. But he approached the management, they turned deaf ears. Then he organized a gang of dacoits, and by committing dacoits, with the help of the dacoits, he amassed some money and constructed so many things in Ranganatha, and it has been justified in the Ramanuja Sampradaya that he did so. There are so many risky things also we find in that sampradaya, that even what is immoral, that also have been utilized in the service of the Vaishnava. And sometimes they are given very high value, very risky. But the mentality, inner mentality must be pure. So generally, whatever sanskar, good or bad, we have got, if we can utilize in the service of the Lord, then we can get relief of those bad prejudices. It is a general rule. At the same time, suppose if we are in the midst of the holy society, and if I am detected to steal something for the service of Krishna, the social reaction will be greatly in opposition to the mission, and the credit will be lost, and it will be difficult for them to work further on advance. Do you follow?
Yes.
Yes. So, special, generally, whatever tendency previously acquired we have got within us, we may use it in the service of the Lord, begin there. But at the same time, that must be modified with some sort of discretion, as we find in Saranagati, Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulya Visarjana. What is opposite to a religious life, to a preaching life, that must be abandoned, and what is favorable for the progress of our preaching, and that should be respected and accepted. Special consideration should be made. But really, whatever is done for Krishna, that is welcome. Whatever is done for him, but mentally we must be pure, must be sincere. Not any in the name of Krishna, we should not indulge in exploitation. Sincere we must be. Whatever is done for Krishna, it is well understood. But must be for Krishna. The guarantee we must have there. Music, of course, if one has got that sort of a capacity, my master, sleep on heart, that art, it is beautiful to pacify Krishna, to satisfy the devotees. God music has got much to play. But at the same time, it attracts many apathetic persons towards us. Towards us. And that may create some disturbance. So, the music may not be what is very easy food for the ordinary people. And it will attract some ordinary people in the fold, and they may cause some disturbance hereafter. And also, it is told that musicians they can acquire some special appreciation from the public, and their appreciation has got negative value. And we are to consider about that. I am doing something, but the others may not misuse that. I am taking some beautiful food towards the temple. I should do that. But if I find that there are so many greedy persons, they can come and loot and cause other disturbance, I may avoid that for the time being. And the general food I must take to the temple. Do you follow?
Yes, I do.
Considering the circumstances, we have to adjust. But in general, everything should be devoted to my Lord. Whatever things good, I must offer it to my Lord. But we must have to consider about this space, time, person, this kal patra, so that not a special trouble may not arise. I must adjust my program suitably to the time and the space. Am I clear?
Yes, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj? In the past history of Swami Maharaj's movement, there has been some examples of drug smuggling to amount large sums of money in order to push on the movement.
is that may be carefully done for the service of the Lord sincerely. That is acceptable. But if that is that gets publicity and brings a great ill fame to the mission, then the credit of the mission will be at stake and we shall have to incur loss ultimately. I don't like that. Anything, if it is done for Krishna, it is all right. But we shall have to consider at the time, place and the person, and to accept that with sufficient preparedness and cautious care and cautiousness. Otherwise, the ill fame, the credit will be at stake and none will come to approach us for religious hearing, and ultimately the mission will be a loser. Just as the communist rule. Everything belongs to humanity. No proprietorship of any rich man or king or etc. Everything belongs to the man. So Ishavashmijam Sarvam, a devotee, he will see everything belongs to Krishna. Everything is meant to satisfy him. So I must do that. Really it is so. Everything belongs to Krishna, everything should be utilized for him and his devotees. It is the general rule. But this sort of truth may not be swallowed all on a sudden only by a pill. Gradually this sort of education, this sort of learning, this sort of conception to be spread to the public so that they can accept. So the mediation must come between them. Manuite kitam papang api dharmaya kalpate. It may be sinful, but still everything can be done for him. Though apparently sinful, that also can be done for him. It is justified. He is the owner and the enjoyer of everything. And none of us are proprietor or enjoyer. Only he is enjoyer. And we are also object of his enjoyment. This is the fact. But to spread this creed to the public, we shall have to take some steps, gradual steps, so that that may be acceptable to them. If whole truth is given to a boy, he can't understand anything. So by installment, things have to be distributed to the beginners. Otherwise, it's a ghost. The same thing. Loki babaya mishamadya seva nittastu jantu nahi tattva chodana bhamasthiti stishu vivaha yagyam suragvahi asana. People are not in conception that everything belongs to God. They think this belongs to me. This belongs to him, that belongs to him. In this sense, if I snatch a thing from his garden, a flower, and go and something else for the Lord, they will be disturbed and they will be enemy to us, and my campaign to convert them, that will be hopeless, disappointing. So gradual process is necessary. So whatever is done for Krishna's satisfaction, that is justified. This is the whole truth. But by installment it should be dealt, otherwise the preaching would be at stake and our practices would defeat its own object. So, Anukulyasya Sankalpa, Pratikulya Visarjanam. We have to calculate what is favorable to my activity, where I accept, and what is considered unfavorable, I must reject. Considering the circumstances and considering the mentality and the progress and the capacity of those with whom I am talking or I am believing. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulya visarjanam. Law has got no value in the kingdom of Krishna. Law comes from him. So law cannot apply itself in his case or in his own family. Law is never applicable on him. He is the producer of law. Law comes only to adjust things among those other proprietors, and that is wrong. None is proprietor in this world, in the absolute consideration. So from the absolute standpoint, everything what is done for the satisfaction of Krishna and his own, that is justified, that is the truth, 100% truth. So in his case, no stealing, though we are told, we see that he is stealing things, but no stealing because everything belongs to him. So for him, manvitte kitam papam api dharmaya kalpate sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja aggayiva gunam dosam maya dishtam api satam dharmam santajya jasadvam mam bhajit such a sattama. The best of the devotees, the honest men, are who? Now, those that can consider that I have given so many laws in the scriptures. It is for them, and not to be applied to me. One who can understand this principle of the law making, they, for my interest, they can give up all the laws and they come to me with clear hand. It is meant for them. I have given. The laws are mine. It is made by me. And it is for their benefit. And it should not be applied to me. So those that can understand this principle and the crossing the law come to serve me, they are the best of the servitors, highest class of the servitors. That those that does not come to apply my made laws on me. I am above law and the law for them, because they are many. And they are under the false insinuation that properties belongs to them. So some division, proper division amongst them necessary. All this is misunderstanding. So those that can give up this mania of law, that something belongs to him, something to others, this is mania, who can give up this mania, and they come to serve to me with anything, they are the best of the devotees. Manvitti kitam papam api dharmaya kalpati. What is considered in the ordinary sense as sinful, if that is done for me, that will be dharma, that is will be real conception of duty, real function, truthful function, that will be.
So Guru Maharaj,
yes.
Considering your explanation, should we consider the Crusades to be dharma? That is, the Christians, they came to the Middle East to smash what they called infidels. So is that dharma? In the name of Christ,
yes.
Many Europeans, Englishmen,
yes,
came to kill the atheists.
Atheists.
Or the Muslims.
Huh?
To the Middle East, they came.
Then they came, and if their conception of theism is of higher, they are justified. But if that of lower type, if with lower conception of theism, they come to disturb the higher conception of theism, then they will have to incur reaction. It depends on the application over whom. Less theistic and the high theistic. If the higher conception of theism is is pleased towards less theistic, it is justified. And lower conception of theism attacks the high conception of theism, then of course it must be suicidal. The criterion of theism, that must be known. And it depends what is the that criterion. There is a story behind. Once, when our Western preaching began, Van Maharaj's party has went to England to preach. Then it was arranged that one governor of Allahabad, he will come to lay the foundation of the Rupa Gauriya Math in Allahabad. Previously, engagement was made. And then Gandhi movement came in full swing. And there was one Jyotin Das, you know, say Kamala Didi's Lord Sadhu Maharaj. He died fasting for continuous 62 days or so. So country was in fire at that time. And the previous, according to previous appointment, governor came to lay the foundation stone at Allahabad Math. And we had to accept that. And he came and laid the foundation, and the whole Allahabad, they are all dreadfully attacking us, the Gauriya Math people. That in such time, when the whole country is passing through fire for war of independence, the Gandhi movement and the Jyotin Das, all these things, and you are giving honor to an European officer to lay the foundation stone of a religious institution. Tapasvi Maharaj was not commander at that time. Anyhow, I came there from Vrindavan. Tapasvi Maharaj told me that we can't go outside the mat. The people are coming furiously against us and treating us with dogs and like dogs and cats. I told him, let us try. Before this moment, I was in that Gandhi movement in the past, 1920. And this was about 33 or so, 32, 33. So I had some experience of political service. and how I came leaving that political to spiritual. I have got my own arguments. I was well equipped. So I asked Tavashi Maharaj to take me to some soft-hearted persons, leading persons of Rama. He took to 1, 2, 3 place. Argument going on. What is your thing? This is only for the country, material, transient thing. Free country, politically free country. Political emancipation is not whole emancipation. A real fight should begin with Maya, misunderstanding. That is the Vedic doctrine, to fight with Maya. And political freedom is nothing. So many politically free countries in the world, but are they really happy? All these arguments were put, and that man told, yes, I understand what you say, but it is difficult to make that understand to the ordinary public. They are all included. Then in this way, I went to another, the principal of the college. That gentleman, he treated very in evil way to me. Then next I approached the leader of the Bengali association there, one Justice Lal Mohan Mukherjee. He was the president of the Bengali association. I approached him. Of course, he was a sober man. He was a judge. He told me, Swamiji, we are in the high officials. We are compelled to do softly our dealings towards the government, holding high positions, what can we? But you are out of office. I want to say to you that you are all independent association. Why do you invite and give honor and credit to the present government against whom the whole country is fighting? What is the justification? Out of office, I want to ask you a question. I told him, out of diplomacy. We want help of the British government for our propaganda in the Western countries. We want their help. So, this is a diplomatic movement, not a religious one. Did Mahaprabhu accept any diplomacy in his practices? Well, yes, he did. How did he do? Take the case of Sarvabhauma. A meek and innocent child, he is sitting before him for weeks. Then whenever he got chance, but he caught him and captured him. That sort of diplomacy. Then, and another thing he told, that do you say that means justified by the end? I mean, yes, I say. Diplomacy you are using for religious purpose, but it is justifiable. I mean, yes, it is justifiable if it is absolute truth. You say that your case is absolute truth, may others will also say like that. Mere saying, mere statement is not the truth. That must be some criterion. You are a judge, and when in your court so many advocates come from different for different causes and please their own cause, then what do you say? That you are a gentleman? What you say, that is also true, and the other party, that is also true? If you say like that, then your judgment, what will be your judgment? That you are a gentleman, you are a gentleman, you are putting so many law, legal instances, he is also quoting, both parties equal. If you say like that, then your justice will go all right. Or you have to find the third plane, that how much truth is in whose argument, and according to that to compare and then to give your justice, judgment. That is criterion. Then he could understand. That everyone will say, my cause is the highest, but it is the true. That only the criterion should be there. Then you are satisfied. What do you want? Whether you are the president of the Bengali Association. The Bengalis are very much rude to us because according to our previous engagement, we had to accept that function. So you please try to preach and to intimate among the Bengalis especially. They may not be so much rude to us. Then in his pad he wrote a note that they are preachers of very high order. I request everyone to hear them very patiently and then to do in gentle way about them. They are workers of the very, very higher order. In this way, he issued a circular amongst the English Association. But what is the criterion? Isha Vashvidam Sabbam. Everything for him. That's Hegel's theory. Reality must be for itself. That is the highest criteria. Everything for him. If we can understand this sort of criterion, then all will be clear. But the whole truth cannot be told in one step. The gradual process should be accepted. And that is the term. Whatever is done for his satisfaction, and he means who? He may be that concocted Brahma, he may be Shiva, he may be Kali here, he may be Narayana, he may be Ramchandra, he may be Krishna. Who is he? Who is the highest conception of the Absolute? That is to be found out first. Then, whatever should be done for him, it is justified. Justified. So the Shakta, they will see whatever should be done for Kali, some will say for Ganesha, some will say for Paramatma, some will say for saint. The Jains and the Buddhists, they believe in saint, not in God. So many variety and difference will come. And we have to adjust that in our thought. And our point is that we understand that the Krishna conception of bodies is the highest. That beauty and love is above power. And that indifference or non-differentiated, non-specified existence, that cannot be ultimate for the conception of reality. And we are negative. Negative idea cannot be the cause of the whole universe. All these things we have to understand. That Brahma, Viraya, the Buddhist, that school, that the negative conception background, that is everything. That something has come from nothing. We can't accept that. And then advancing, that Shiva, or the searching after truth, searching after something, that may not be the highest principle. The case of Shiva, he is indifferent towards worldly aspiration and in searching for something higher. And what is that higher? Who is self-satisfied, not seeking anything else from outside. The ultimate cause must be of such type. Then you go to Narayana, everything is opulence there. But there is also power. And the half, 2.5 rasa. Rasa Vaisha, the full rasa of all, with all this pledge, where to be found. This full pledged rasa we find in Krishna. And the Srimad Bhagavatam, the last scripture by Vedavyas gives him to that. And the Mahaprabhu himself came to explain that. And Rupa Sanatan, Jiva, under the direction of Mahaprabhu, they have clearly given us the highest conception of the ultimate truth. And also we find corroboration from Hegel and the other philosophers also. Everything for himself. To be reality, highest reality, we must admit that he is Swayambhu. He is by itself and the reality must be for itself. And what is the conception of reality? That is reality the beautiful, not reality the power. In this way we can understand, then we can understand what is given by Mahaprabhu. And how to march on in that direction, that also given by their advices and details. The saranagati, surrender, and anukulvasya sankalpa, pratikulva visarjanam, lakshisatiti vishasu, all these forms, steps, we are to march on in gradual process. So, though it is the maxim, everything can be done for his satisfaction, still, as long as we remain in the society, and if we want some good of the environment, we have to look at them and their temperament and go on accordingly. A preacher, a missionary, he must be cautious of his own. But Paramahansa Avadhut, those that have got no necessity of any propagation, they can do anything and everything in their own risk, and they do not profess themselves to be preacher of the duty. The Avadhut, the Paramahansa, they do their own way. With their own risk, they are marching towards Krishna. But one who wants to preach, he will have to accept some limitation. Who is Acharya?
Teach you by example.
Yes. Achinoti yasastratam, Acharya sthapayattu, Swayam acharati yasmattas. Ajar Jastena Kirtita. Achinoti cha sastratam. Who can collect the real purpose, the real aim from the scriptures? There are so many scriptures, shastra given by the experts. Who can really understand, collect the real, understand the real purpose of the book, of the scriptures? Atinoti ja shastram, ajari sthapayattam, and can accept people, then preach, and is able to make them accept those advices which is drawn from the scriptures. And Swayam Acharati, and he himself also practices the same thing, same truth. He is an Acharya. In Bhagavad Gita, the symptom of an Acharya. Uri Prasanna Sivaya, Bodhikkhanti Ganas Tattva, Gaminas Tattva Darsino.
Agami
Javasana, সগুরুমেবাবি গচ্ছে সমীপানি শ্রোতিয়ং ব্রহ্মনিষ্ঠ শ্রোতিয়ং ব্রহ্মনিষ্ঠ এই উপনিষদ সমীপানি শ্রোতিয়ং ব্রহ্মনিষ্ঠ হু হ্যাজ গট নলেজ অফ দি স্ক্রিপচার্স অ্যাজ ওয়েল অ্যাজ হি ইজ এস্টাবলিশড দেয়ার এন ভগবদ গীতা তদ্বৃদ্ধি পরিপাতেন পরিপ্রসন্ন সেবায়া উপদেক্ষন্তি তে জ্ঞানং জ্ঞানিনঃ তত্ত্বদর্শিনঃ আচার্য মাস্ট বি জ্ঞানী অ্যান্ড তত্ত্বদর্শী হি মাস্ট হ্যাভ নলেজ অফ দি স্ক্রিপচার্স অ্যাজ ওয়েল অ্যাজ হি মাস্ট হ্যাভ সাম প্র্যাকটিক্যাল এক্সপিরিয়েন্স অফ দি ট্রুথ সো আচার্য শুড হ্যাভ টু keep himself under some rules. Then he can help others to accept that. Swayam acharati, he must accept those practices for himself, in general, as much as possible. He will have reverence for the scriptural rules, and he would preach that to others. So, preachers, preaching mission, they have to adjust themselves according to the present circumstances so that their advices may be acceptable to others, and that will be by installment, which is possible. Not the whole truth can be preached to anyone and everyone. Different sections, they will understand. Very few may understand the whole truth. But to the ordinary people, if it is given out, they will misunderstand and they will go away from those. So that process has been accepted in the preaching of the Vedic truth. Parokkha vada vidoyam bala namun sasana. Just as to a child, the whole truth cannot be told at once. By installment, he is to be given education. So also, the spiritual education to be spread by installment. Not the whole thing at once. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari.
Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
So to recognize an acharya, he is following the shastric rules and regulations.
Vice versa. The shastra will help us to understand who is acharya, and the acharya will say us what will be the real scriptures. Interdependent. Jaha Bhagavat par Vaishnava sthane, we must have proper interpretation from a bona fide acharya. What is the explanation and the real purpose of a shastra? We have to know from the acharya. And who is acharya? We have to go to the scripture generally. And the scripture will say that this is the symptom of the acharya. So, mutual help, sadhu shastra, saint and the scriptures.
But how does one recognize an avaduta, a bona fide, real avaduta? His practices are not structured.
It is difficult to understand them. The higher realized soul, they will show, they will say that he is avaduta. Internally he is all right, but externally he is found to be an ordinary man.